For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
So, 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 la, so, la, so,
la, do, do, re, do, re, do.
Those do, re, mi's and other notes are the way the Community Workshop Choir of Anderson warms up to sing a song written in shape notes. According to choir founder and director Lena Davis, shape note singing developed in colonial New England as a method for teaching music to people who could not read music.
These Harvard-trained ministers organized singing schools. The people were hard-working, but unlearned. So they used geometric shapes. The diamond shape became me. The triangle became fa. The circle became sol. And the square la. And so some people call it do re mi, but the correct name is shape note music.
The music, sung with or without instruments, goes by other names as well, said Davis.
Sacred harp singing is the four shape notation. Down in the lower country, they sang the same thing we sing, but they call it jubilee singing. Really, it depends on where you are, whether you get sacred harp, jubilee, shape notes. But I think when you check it all out, it will come to about the same thing.
At least four voices are needed to sing shape notes, Davis said, but usually larger choirs make the music. According to University of South Carolina ethnomusicologist Brigitta Johnson, shape note singing, whether it's by an individual choir or a convention bringing many choirs together, is a social event as well as a musical one in both black and white traditions. She said many choirs also warm up the way Davis's does.
And people sit in the semicircle, and there's usually one song leader who leads the song. And basically, before they sing the actual lyrics, they sing the shapes. And so more often than not, what you will hear is the actual do, re, mi, or the fa's, you know, being sung out. And then they come back and sing the actual lyrics to that melody afterwards.
Johnson said a large part of the appeal of shape note singing is the chance to sing communally.
You think about other genres, the lead singer is the main focus and how they can be virtuosic and very solo oriented. But in the case of shape note singing, it's about group singing. So it's not one person sticking out.
Rodney Hunter sings with a community workshop choir and told what he finds attractive about the sound.
Really, whenever you sing the a cappella part of it, I just like it when it was just a cappella and all the voices, you can hear them all blending in, and it makes one voice, four voices making one. It's just beautiful music.
Once very popular in the late 19th to mid-20th century South, Davis fears that appreciation for this traditional music is waning in South Carolina. Johnson said there's one aspect of modern life helping to preserve and promote shape note singing.
Now with our new technology, a lot of those places where it is strong, families of singers basically record themselves and post to YouTube. And so you see a lot more sacred harp and seven and four note shape singing on YouTube than you actually would think. And that also helps keep the tradition because people who want to learn it or keep it going, they'll pull up the videos and say, this is how you sing this song, or this is how you actually have an event.
Davis, who learned shape note singing from her father, is hopeful that the generation of young teens now coming along will take up the music and carry it on.
My number one goal is for them to learn to sing shape note music. I tell people, I don't just sing shape note, that's who I am. It's not just what I do, it's who I am. I love it.
I am a savior.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.